Commissioner Fule is today with us. Let me thank him and invite him to take the floor. Please, Mr.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, and I'm sorry for coming late, but taking into account your yesterday's discussions and my morning's conversation with some people in Albania, I hope you would understand. But again, I mean, I'm sorry for being late. I wish to thank the Honourable Member Adyar Kukan and Mr. Chairman also to you for inviting me to this first joint parliamentary committee meeting between the European Union and Albania. I'm extremely pleased to participate in this meeting, which is attended by distinguished members of European Parliament and distinguished members of the Albanian Parliament of both the majority and opposition parties. Considering the current political situation in Albania and the enormous challenges lying ahead of Albania on its European Union integration path, I think the possibility to gather important political figures of Albania and the European Union around one table for such important discussion is in itself success. It is also a great opportunity for further constructive dialogue and finding solutions. I would like to thank the European and the Albanian Parliament for making this possible. I understand you have already had yesterday a good and fruitful exchange and discussion on important topics for Albania and the European Union-Albania relations. Allow me, nevertheless, to come back on some of the relevant issues, those I find most topical and important in the current situation. I would first of all like to congratulate Albania for its considerable progress and achievements on the country's path towards European Union integration over the last year. This includes the entry into force of the Stabilization and Association Agreement and the start of the opinion process on the European Union membership application. It also includes, in particular, important progress made in meeting the country's outstanding benchmarks identified within the visa liberalization dialogue. The new assessment by the Commission based on recent experts' mission was presented to the European Parliament LIBE Committee on 27th of April and to the Council Working Group on 26th of April. This assessment reveals that progress is indeed substantial in all areas that are under scrutiny. However, Albania still needs to address certain issues, such as the reintegration of returnees and the strengthening of the capacities to fight against corruption and organized crime, and the implementation of the new legal framework, and in particular, the law on the confiscation of criminal assets, so-called anti-mafia law. The Commission is now preparing a proposal for modifying the relevant regulation which deals with the visa issue. And these proposals will be submitted to the Council and European Parliament, I hope, in near future. I know that European Parliament very much supports this process. It is also taking part in the decision on this. Let me assure you that my intention is a merit-based lifting of visa requirements for Albania as soon as technically possible. One further point on this. I have welcomed the first steps already taken by Albania to inform its citizens about visa-free travel. I would like to underline the importance of this in order to avoid the repetition of the situation which happened recently with other nationals from some countries in the region. There are also positive developments to mention on minorities policies, such as the adoption of the anti-discrimination law and the adoption of Roma Decade Action Plan. Rigorous implementation of these will be key for the success of the policies these initiatives plan to address. On Albania's economic situation, and I know that Pierre Morel already talked about that yesterday, but let me add just a couple of words. I think that we can be fairly positive. Even though Albania needs to press ahead with further structural reforms and to address a large informal economy, economic growth in the last 2 years and the outlook for growth in the next 2 years compared to the rest of Europe and neighboring countries is rather impressive. That needs to be recognized. I would also like to commend the important role Albania plays in regional cooperation in the Western Balkans. I welcome the good neighborly relations and the strengthening of ties by Albania with neighboring countries and recently in particular with Serbia. Albania has become a good example in this regard for the region, and by doing so supports the whole of the European Union's regional approach towards the Western Balkans. Let me now turn to some recent events. With the receipt of a comprehensive set of replies to our questions on 14 April, the process of preparations of opinion on our side has started. The Commission's opinion will be a fair and balanced assessment of Albania's readiness to comply with the European Union membership criteria. The opinion will pay particular attention to the fulfillment of the Copenhagen political criteria and of the obligations under the Stabilization and Association Agreement. Another question is, of course, the timing of this process. It is important to underline that the speed with which the Commission can deliver the opinion will largely depend on the quality and completeness of Albanian replies. This is what we are currently analyzing. Verification of information received and consultations with third parties is part of this process. Based on the Commission's opinion, the Council will decide on the next steps. Let me just stress two more areas which are important to mention as areas in which the progress is needed. Albania needs to establish and implement a strategy for the reform of the judiciary. This is because more efforts are needed to ensure Albania's justice system can deliver in an efficient and timely manner, in respect of the principle of impartiality, transparency, independence, and accountability. This is part of the key requirements and issues under the rule of law, which, according to the 2006 renewed consensus on enlargement, need to be addressed at an earlier stage in the process. In the same way, and going beyond what is expected and has been done under the visa liberalization process, Albania needs to rigorously implement legislation, action plan, and strategy on anti-corruption, and the legal framework in relations to fighting organized crime and ensure sufficient investigative and judicial capacity. In both areas, a real track record of concrete and tangible results needs to be achieved. Finally, I would like to highlight the area of freedom and independence of the media, which is one of the fundamental building blocks of major European democracies. A lot more needs to be done in Albania in this area. This includes completing the legal framework, notably on decriminalization of defamation and transparency of media ownership, and addressing the issue of intimidation and influence on journalists, which is of concern. Let me close my intervention by thanking you again for inviting me to this important committee meeting. It is my intention to continue this dialogue with you and do all we can from the Commission side to ensure Albania is able to make further progress on important reforms and take significant steps towards on its European integration path. One last point on the political situation. I expressed myself on this in the past quite clearly. The situation has not changed, it has worsened. And unless the solution is being found and all political parties share a responsibility here, it will not add to the positive atmospheric while finalizing the opinion on Albania. With that, thank you very much.
Thank you, Commissioner Fiule. Let me now give the floor to Mrs. Melinda Bregu, Minister for Integration on behalf of the Albanian government. Please.